Tech Talk Tuesday with Tunis Janssen van Rensburg from bandwidthblog.co.za. If it's anything to do with tech and you want to know more, then head across to bandwidthblog.co.za right now, or just listen to us right here on Smile 90.4 FM. Good afternoon, Tunis.
How's it?
We're talking, I believe, a challenger to YouTube.
Well, that's the question. Can YouTube be challenged? I mean, YouTube is this massively successful, huge platform. It has the most data of any business in the world, because you can imagine how many videos are on YouTube. They have to keep expanding and expanding their data centers. It's a massive operation. And the question is, can they be challenged at all? Vimeo obviously exists. It's a very much more, you know, it's niche. It's more for very creative, kind of more film-based content. And YouTube is for everything.
Anything and everything.
Exactly.
And I remember when YouTube first came out, we were all on it, and then there seemed to be a lull, but then in recent years I've been reading that the Gen Zers have taken to it more than they've taken to Facebook, Instagram, anything else.
Yeah.
So it's certainly had a resurgence. It's certainly still flying.
No, exactly. They have more than 2 billion active users.
Sure.
So it's a huge platform.
Yeah.
So there has always been this question of, can they be challenged? And a couple of companies are starting to think about this now, one being Spotify, which is really interesting, obviously the music streaming service. And they have started beta testing the feature to actually stream music videos of those songs.
So do you think that, I mean, that will really eat into a lot of what people do with YouTube?
I would think so. I mean, all of the most viewed videos on YouTube are music videos. And often people just put a YouTube playlist on in the background, and that's how they listen to music, right? Mm-hmm. And now if people have kind of the music video ability on Spotify as well, it'll be interesting to see what that kind of user base decides to do. But for now, still a very small test, only to a certain amount of people. It's only available in 10 or 11 countries at the moment. And only, you know, a handful of artists and music videos at this point. So they're kind of more testing the tech right now. Mm-hmm. But the technology head has said very soon it'll be thousands and thousands of songs, music videos that'll be available on the platform. So that is one interesting potential competitor. And then I think what a lot of other people have been thinking for a long time is X. Obviously, since Elon Musk took over Twitter, been focusing heavily in video, which was not expected at the time. He signed, you know, a bunch of really big people to host their podcasts and their shows on the platform itself. Some live streaming features now that they didn't have before. And it sounds like X wants to go full on, let's take on YouTube with a massive video platform.
So wow. That'll be a
very interesting one, especially with how Elon does things. You know, he doesn't care to throw money at a problem.
Yes. Yeah, and you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to subscribe in order to get, I'm guessing, right?
That's what it seems like at the moment, because obviously if you're subscribed, you don't have that 280 character limit, and you have access to post videos and watch way longer content. Mm. So there are a couple of exclusive, you know, features once you're subscribed.
It might be the thing that X needs.
Exactly. I think they're struggling with their subscription numbers. I don't think people care that much about a blue tick, even with those other features. So if this maybe unlocks some of that content that people are craving for on the platform, it could possibly, you know, if they do this properly and invest a lot over the next 5-10 years, we could have another platform that could rival YouTube.
Another two platforms by the sound of it, Spotify and X,
exactly,
taking on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time in the video streaming industry.
As they say in the classics, watch the space, Tunis.
100%.
We'll catch up with you again next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you.